big budget problems continue to take a toll on local schools.
$480 million in cuts to education.
$731 million from grades K through 12.
May it be too big to fix?
Furloughed Georgia school teachers spent part of their day.
Good programs like music, art, physical education.
Our children are put dead last. Our future's at stake.
The question I have to ask you is who's going to save our children?
These are such draconian cuts, it will take us years to overcome them.
Lately, it seems almost no state is safe from budget cuts to K through 12 education. We went to Hawaii, Michigan, and California to hear from those directly affected. Just one day after the March 4th action to defend public education, a group of teachers and former teachers started what they call a March for California's Future. The group wants a tax system that favors public services over tax cuts to corporations and millionaires. During their six-week walk through California's Central Valley, teachers asked people to sign a petition to overturn the two-thirds majority vote required to pass a state budget. Reporter Emily Wilson caught up with the marchers in Stockton.
I'm David Lyle. I'm a substitute teacher with Los Angeles Unified School District, and I'm participating in the march to try to restore a little democracy into California. It disgusts me that we have such a large economy, and we're 47th in the nation in per pupil spending, and I think the budget cuts have really had an impact where I've been teaching because I've seen just large class sizes. Some of the class sizes, I'm a K through 5 substitute, and some of them will be up to 30 kids, which is just huge. And then I have colleagues who substitute in middle and high school, and their class sizes are even bigger. It's been a really positive experience from people we've encountered while on the march. Most people have been really supportive. I've been overwhelmed. I knew some people would honk and, you know, say hello. I didn't think people would stop, pull over, offer us fruit, give us money, shake our hands, offer us to come to their place. And that's what's happening. People have been stopping us and they tell, just it's a continual refrain. Yeah, my brother works in a school and he was just laid off, or these are some of his difficulties. And I feel like the public is on our side, that they want more funding for education.
That was David Lyle, a substitute teacher in Los Angeles, during the March for California's Future, which ended in April 2010. And now we go to Hawaii, where the school year is currently the shortest in the nation. Since October 2009, K through 12 schools have been closed every Friday. But in early April 2010, a group of parents called Save Our Schools decided they couldn't stand idly by, literally. So they staged a sit-in at Governor Linda Lingle's office demanding that she take stronger action to bring back the five-day school week. Travis Quezon and Ikaika Hussey from the Hawaii Independent sat down with one of the Save Our Schools parents on the second day of the sit-in.
My name is Marguerite Higa. I'm a parent of a third grader at Noelani Elementary School. She's a wonderful child, and she loves school. One of the things that really drove us to form was that nobody was representing the voices of children in Hawaii. Everybody is treating this whole situation solely as a labor negotiation. So, no, we are specifically here to tell people, don't forget about the kids.
Parents and kids are concerned the governor hasn't taken a direct role in the...
This Furlough Friday situation has just really compressed the time frame that students have to work with. And so if a school is already falling behind on the No Child Left Behind standards, what are their options? They have to drop entire subject areas. The Furlough Fridays have been a huge cut to public services to the most vulnerable citizens of our state, those that can't vote and that can't speak for themselves.
Marguerite Higa was arrested on April 14th, ending the eight-day-long parent-led occupation of the governor's office. A few weeks later, Hawaii lawmakers approved a bill to use hurricane relief funds to keep the schools open 5 days a week starting next year.